Grow Them Good, a 5-minute feature encouraging parents to be a positive influence in the lives of their children.
One key milestone in a child's life is learning to read. If you're a parent with a child learning to read, or just want to encourage your children to read, this week's program is for you. National Literacy Coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Dr. Andre Hill, has some tips to help you encourage your child to develop a love for reading. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. When trying to get your child to read, the first step is to provide your child with a wide variety of books.
Books on fictional subjects, books on informational subjects, so that the child is exposed to print material and as a result will develop some interest in the materials and consequently develop an interest in reading. So that's important. Parents must provide reading materials for their children.
The next step is to read aloud to your children, and this can be done in a variety of ways.
And they can do this at different points throughout the day. They can do it before the child goes to bed. They can do it when the child comes home and is working on homework or assignments. And they can do it as well if they are religious parents of whatever persuasion. They can even consider reading from their sacred scripture aloud to the children.
Another tip is to engage in meaningful conversation. This will encourage them to express themselves verbally.
Talk to them about school. Talk to them about what they are thinking. Talk to them about ordinary stuff around the house. And, you know, encourage them to express themselves using the target language, which is standard Jamaican English. Mark you, there's nothing wrong if children speak in Jamaican Creole, and I have no difficulty with parents speaking Creole to their children and having their children speak back in Creole to them. But I would encourage that parents do both.
Another fun activity is having your children help you label common objects in the home environment.
They could sit down and help them write out the names, the spellings of certain words, such as television, bed, chair, table, door, etc., and have the children label the specific objects and, you know, repeat the names of these objects, learn the correct spellings of the words, and try to use them in their day-to-day conversations with their siblings, their parents, as well as their peers at school.
Our last tip is to take your child to bookstores, the library, or book fairs, and expose them to real-life use of printed material.
You know, so if a parent, for example, takes a child to a bookstore and say, all right, look at the books in the children's section and pick up two that you like, that you think you'd want to take home. That can also encourage children to develop a love for reading, encourage them to actually read, and eventually to develop their writing skills and certainly their thinking skills. Reading is much more than learning the letters of the English alphabet and learning to identify words. Reading is understanding information and comprehending information and responding meaningfully to the messages contained in print.
National Literacy Coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Dr. Andre Hill. Applying these and other fun activities will go a far way towards building a positive bond with your children and may help them develop a love for reading.
Join us again next time for another episode of Grow Them Good, a 5-minute feature encouraging parents to be positive role models for their children.
Now you can apply for your passport more conveniently. Simply drop off your application using our safe and convenient Dropbox service during regular opening hours at PICA's headquarters. Put your completed application form in the envelope provided, fill out the required information on the envelope, seal, and place in the Dropbox. It's that simple. You can even have your passport delivered to you by courier service. PICA, making applying for your passport a breeze.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.